The food or the temple, which is our meal, because of the donation, so that will cost 2,556. The fruits will be differently counted. We don't know how much yet. And what Brother Bill has decided is that we will give a donation of 2,444. So we have prepared a check of 5,000. So part of it is the actual food payment for food. The balance, which is about 2,444, will be donation to the temple, because the temple do not charge us for staying in, you know, the bed sheet, the dormitory, using of water, electricity and everything. So tomorrow during the closing, the abbot will come up and Brother Teo will present a check of 5,000 to the abbot. Some of you have asked me, because some of you would like to do additional donation to the temple. If you like to do that, there's ang pao paper on the table behind. So you can just pick it up, any amount. And what we'll do is tomorrow, collection will be done tomorrow, so that I don't have to carry so much ang pao cash with me. So tomorrow, after lunch, when we come up together, I'll pass the bag around and you can just drop it in, and then I think we will let Brother Jill to represent us together to give. Now, it is not necessary for you to give the additional, because from the collection, we already make donation to the temple, but if you like to. Right, so that's about money behind. Any question for me? No, alright, thank you very much.
Suggest maybe by tonight, if you are free, do some of the packing first, so that it's easier tomorrow, because our time is very tight tomorrow. Yeah, and we have quite a few things to do. And last thing is, tomorrow when everything is done, the bed, the pillow that you're using, take out the bed pillowcase, fold it nicely, and put it on top of the pillow that you're using, so that they will know which one is being used, so that they will only wash the one that's being used. Clear now? Clear. Sorry? Only the bed sheet, only the pillowcase, not the bed sheet. Bed sheet, you leave it as it is. Only the pillow that you're using, they only wash the pillowcase only. So you just take it out and fold it on, put it on top of your pillow.
We've got our own pillowcase.
Never mind, as long as it's in use, pull out the pillowcase. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. We shall thank all the organizers later on and rejoice with all this, because they have been working very hard behind the scene. A lot of people don't know. It's not really an easy thing. Even all those who help out in many ways, some of them are very quiet. They don't want people to know. So we should all rejoice and thank them for the condition. So, as far as donation is concerned, you don't worry, because you already donated through your whatever payment that you make to the for the trip. The 250 include the donation. Then even those on their own transport, 180 include donation too. The breakdown is quite simple. For transport, I think we budgeted $100 per head. So end up, I think we don't need so much, because we got about near to 40 pack, even 30 something. So it's only about 2008 all in. So cost about 80, maybe 70 over to $80. So there is some surplus there. Then when it comes to food, we budget according to what they give us. Then we round it up a bit. Then we also have some form of surplus for donation. So that's how all the budgeting come out very well. So tomorrow when we present the check, I will say a few words. Then Miss Lee will translate into Mandarin and thank Sifu and the committee for allowing us to use this place. It has been a very conducive retreat, and we really, really appreciate and rejoice. Then we hope when you rejoice, there's a lot of wholesomeness, and you should do it say it loud, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu later on, then you should express your thank to Sufu and the committee for allowing us to use the kitchen helper, all those who have helped us in many ways, including later on the laundry, providing the drinks, everything. All these people are helping out in many ways. So gratitude is very important. Then the quality of rejoicing is very important. This will open up your heart, make you feel good. So when you have contentment, gratitude, and mudita, rejoicing, you have kindness, and so you appreciate, means you are sensitive. You are not self-centered, and so on. That's why all these virtues will help you. Be good, be nice, but don't try to be good. Understand? Trying is using the thought. Be good means what? No evil, then you are good. When you have this sensitivity to understand people, to feel for people, to think for people, you are already good. You know why? Because this type of thought is not selfish. Understand? When you only think for yourself and calculate everything for yourself, for me or not for me, that type of good is no use. Understand? But when you are sensitive and you feel for people, you try to understand them, then you think of a way to help them. Then when you see goodness in people or in anything, you rejoice. Then you send your love, your metta, your compassion. This is what the cultivator with the Noble Eightfold Path One will do, because right thought is very important. So right view will lead to all this Noble Eightfold Path factor, right thought. Then when you talk, learn to be very gentle, very pleasant. Learn to arise the right, appropriate speeches. You know what I did, huh? Right speech is very important. You must come up with pleasant, gentle and kind speeches, and that make people feel good, feel love, feel affection, understand? Then it brings about harmony, bring about peace, bring about joy, bring about happiness, no negativity. As opposed to wrong speech or inappropriate speech, when you speak harshly, angrily, understand? When you tell lies, you deceive people. When you backbite and say bad things about people behind their back, then you simply talk frivolous speech. You just think it's a joke. But when you are heedlessly expressing all this, certain people who are more sensitive, they feel hurt, understand? And they don't lie. So we have to be very sensitive in this sense. We have to have this mindfulness awareness to feel. And we learn. Every time we overlook something, we learn. Then we try to be better. We improve ourselves. Then when you act too, your action is very important. Do not act hastily. Do not act heedlessly. Your action should be based on kindness, goodness, understanding. Right action. What are right action? All the meritorious action are right action, like generosity, service, helping people, paying respect, having kindness and goodness, leading to all the good action, helping people in whatever way, helping society, humanity, have love to express your sincerity to help people, to bring about blessings to all. These are the way your life can change, and people will like you, can feel you. Then you have more friends. Then you have genuine friends. The other thing is about right livelihood or living. Right living. The way you live your life is very important. You cannot simply, like before, heedlessly live your life without understanding what is life, without knowing its meaning and purpose. You just existed through life, you never live. To really live means you cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. When you have Noble Eightfold Path, you understand what is rightful living and is right living. And this can bring about tremendous progress along the path of Dhamma. A lot of people doesn't understand the importance of right living as a path factor. Today I take this opportunity to explain, because books also never write. They always tell you right livelihood. What is the commonly expressed term in the text? Avoid all the wrong livelihood means what? Don't sell drugs, don't sell firearm and all those things. Don't sell weaponry and all those things. But that factor is not only livelihood, it's about living. You know, right living can make big difference to your cultivation. You interact with so many people every day while you live your life. And do you know who are they? You never know. Some they can be very simple, lay people. Some of course also can be in a monk's robe or whatever. So you look at external appearances and only then you only do your respect offering only to all those that you think they are worthy. But you don't know those who are very humble, very simple, ordinary people. They are cultivated, they have their virtue, they are ready evolve. So you don't know. You don't have the Noble Eightfold Path. You know how you will treat them. Sometimes you unknowingly abuse them, scold them, disrespect them. And you know what will happen to you. Karmically, it's serious. Even the Buddha, during his early days as a Bodhisattva, before he become enlightened or really have the cultivation, he also makes some mistake. He scolded and abused a particular Buddha, you know. Then when he was a kid, he doesn't know. He even takes sand and put into the butt of the monk. I think that monk was a particular Buddha, I don't know. That's why even the Buddha to be also can make this mistake. So you cannot take things for granted. But let's say you got kindness, you got goodness, you are very sincere, very generous, very simple. Then somebody come by because of your kindness and say, you serve them, you attend to them, then you help them. Your small deed, that kindness, you know, if it's done to a cultivator, a virtuous one, you don't have to worry about your cultivation anymore. They just send one pure wish. They rejoice in your wholesomeness, your sincerity, your kindness, and they just send one pure wish. You are destined for enlightenment. You see the big difference. And I know of this because my cultivation is like that one. A lot of people don't know who I am. Then whoever who do good or have wholesomeness, even when I travel, I see them having wholesomeness, I rejoice. Then even birds, animals, sometimes I just stand. There was an incident in Australia. I went there for a visit in Melbourne. They took me to a park, one family, Buddhist. They like to listen to what I say. So they took me to a park and we sat down, like having a picnic. Then we talked about Dhamma. You know what happened? Huh? 10 of these beautiful birds, white dove, come down. No food, no. Stay around, like listening. Listening. We spent 2 hours there, the bird was there. So I just rejoiced. Then I sent my pure wish. I say, I rejoice your wholesomeness. By the power of this wholesomeness, because of this affinity, I say, in future, when the time comes, I vow to take them all across. That's why I just like that, done. And they were so surprised. How come this bird, no food, nothing, also stay there? That's why there are a lot of very funny things happening. Then that dog also. A lot of things happen. That's why right livelihood is very important. Right living is very important. If you have goodness, kindness, there is a lot of possibility of enlightenment. Not so difficult. So you must be kind to everybody. You cannot judge them by their appearances. You judge them by their heart feel. Then even my parents, I know why I choose them to be my parents, because in the past life they don't know who I am, but they have their kindness, so they serve me. In one of the life, they didn't know. Then I make the aspiration. And the best way to take them across, you know what? One life become my parent, and now, Jabiliyah. Because they gave me life, gave me education, sacrifice, care for me, and they are very sincere, but simple, not educated. But because of their merits, I send a pure wish. They are destined for enlightenment. So these are how enlightened one can make big difference to your life. But there must be condition. That's why you must have goodness, kindness. When you have no way for power, you show enlightenment. So this is one of the key things that you must understand. Okay, just now because we already have our morning puja, so we saved half an hour enough for us to use for this. So after this is supposed to be the meditation, but I still got about 10 minutes. So what I do is, I will finish off yesterday that paper, the 15 Heart Sutta note. You take out yesterday 15 Heart Sutta notes. Part 2. Profound Prajna. Prajna is a Sanskrit word for panya, wisdom. Wonderful wisdom of those who cultivate the Bodhisattva way to become Samasambuddha. Superficial prajna or wisdom is limited to the understanding of the Four Noble Truths and the 12 links of condition, causation as taught at the Theravada level. Means this one, they don't go through the 10 perfections. They just reach Arahant. Finish. Form Dhamma. Perceptible Dhamma at the form level. The first of the five aggregate, understand? That's why you base your cultivation on form Dhamma, you become very superstitious, understand? Form driven. External appearance give you a lot of meaning. So you stress a lot on external form, understand? So you try to like show that you are spiritual, form-wise. So at the heart level, it's a totally different thing. So outwardly, they may express like they are very kind, very generous. They try to be nice to you. But inwardly, their thought is different. Then they try to impress you, say, no, I'm vegetarian, you know. I don't kill, I don't harm, no. But their cultivation in the heart is not so compassionate yet. They still get angry, they still kill mosquito, all those things. And then they say they're vegetarian. Not to say it's no good. If you know why you go vegetarian, it's very good. So form level Dhamma is putting too much emphasis on form. They never go to the mind. You cannot cultivate. Heedfulness is about looking at the mind, the mental intention. That's why there is the mind Dhamma, non-perceptible Dhamma. Means no physical gross form for you to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, tactile, feel, or think. They are mental, non-perceptible. The remaining four aggregate of mind, namely feeling, perception, sankhara, and consciousness. You need mindfulness or awareness to really see the mind, Dhamma, understand? That's why you need heedfulness, sati, mindfulness. If one cannot see form Dhamma, then it's very difficult for them to see mind Dhamma, which is much more subtle and much less perceptible. Correct, no? Yeah? If form Dhamma you cannot see, how to see mind Dhamma? Well, mind Dhamma is nothing, no, nothing tangible, understand? You cannot see it. It's only a thought, understand, or an image. Cultivator of superficial Dhamma or prajna can end birth and death of the delimited segment, means the form and mind, the karmically conditioned form and mind, means you arahant, no more birth. But they are unable to transcend birth and death of fluctuation of thought. Means their thoughts still have birth and death, understand? No? The mundane mind is still there, not hasn't really ceased. So because of that, they can be enlightened because they don't have ignorance already. So at the moment of death, there is no more rebirth consciousness. But their mundane mind is still there. When they are still in the midst of living life, understand not? There is still that worldly mind, mundane mind, but no more ignorant because they have become arahant. Okay, next page. Previous life, you can be anything, born as an animal, betas, demons, devas, etc. Then this life, say you are a human being. So which one is you? Human being deluded. They think this is really me. I am what I am. Why you say not me? Actually, when you understand, none of them are you, isn't it? Because you have been born and died so many births, millions and millions, eons. So if everyone is you, then who are you? The animal, is it you? The pitta is you. It's only that segment of life when you come, isn't it? That's why it's called a segmented life or delimited segment. So this is a very important understanding. Okay, next one is post-retreat sharing. Conditions are very conducive and the retreat was very well received by all. It has also benefited so many of them in so many ways. They were made possible because of the continuity of mindfulness or bhavana and great wholesomeness expressed by all throughout the retreat. And it had also resulted in such good condition for many of the yogi or participants to experience the rather good meditative state and development of the five spiritual faculties. This retreat condition activities are very conducive for good bhavana and wholesomeness training to set the base for past cultivation to connect back to us all, to help us speed up our cultivation. This one is very important. Yeah, this will set the base. Then if you are lucky, when the condition is that you connect, then you inherit your past, then suddenly you understand a lot of things. Then you will become like very marvel. Then you come and tell me, Brother Teo, how come just now like that? How come just now like that? How come I can experience it? It's because you start to connect. You can only start to connect when your mind is silent, when you can contact the true nature, the true mind. And all this is made possible because every day we chant, take refuge, renew our precept, pay reverential salutation, maintaining silence or quietness, do sitting and walking meditation, and mindfulness, bhavana, followed by listening to the Dhamma, straightening of a view, sharing of merits, transfer of merits, and dedication of merits, we make offering and receive, offering and receiving of dana, radiating metta, rejoicing, reporting, Q&A, sharing, etc. All these are very, very wholesome and meritorious. And rather meritorious in nature. And together with the non-humans, our collective group consciousness has created a very conducive environment which is charged with a lot of very good meditative and wholesome energy to benefit so many of us, including all those who had one way or other contributed to the success of this wonderful retreat. This will be what you will experience later on. This type of retreat is more intense and useful, and the five spiritual faculty and the mind can develop very much faster. It will encourage and motivate many of the participants who have benefited from it to diligently determine to continue their post-retreat cultivation. Do not be complacent, otherwise one will lose this good state of trained mind within a very short span of post-retreat heedless living again. Understand? Huh? Don't ever allow it to happen. You very fast go back to your old habitual way of living heedlessly if you are not careful. Yeah? So this is to alert you. The ability to maintain and continue this good momentum of post-retreat cultivation by integrating it into the daily life is very important. The momentum of continuous post-retreat devotional practice, bhavana and mindfulness training, we are having a very good and disciplined religious routine, and daily mindfulness or awareness training are equally important. A good religious routine can be in the form of at least twice a day of strict devotional and bhavana training. That is once in the morning and once at night before you sleep, followed by paying respect to the Buddha every time before you leave your house and every time when you return to your home. Maintain awareness of all your bodily action and movement within the present moment to cultivate your daily mindfulness until it is very stable. The training of the mind in Kaya Anupassana is to slow down your heedless thinking mind and not your action and movement. Every moment of awareness or sati will help you break the momentum of your heedless habitual thinking, thus enabling you to stabilize your daily mindfulness training. So, can follow on that? Yeah? Can understand? Eh? So, it's for your own good. Eh? You make your own decision because your life. Eh? Nothing to do with me. Okay, with that, I think you can start your meditation. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 9 o'clock. Huh? So 9 to 10:30, you have a lot more time. Huh? So you make use of it to sit or contemplate and do what you feel appropriate. But whatever you do, even go back to your bed, rest, take bath or what, do it mindfully, understand? So you can make use of this time, 1.5 hour, to cultivate mindfulness, formal meditation, walking meditation, bowing or whatever. Okay? I see you. If you need instruction, you let me know. Then I will introduce another instruction. I intend to wait till Mimi and her husband, they all come, then only I give another instruction on how to meditate. Okay, now you do on your own first.